This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. Steel, number two domestically, is set to report third quarter profits and losses today. The strong dollar, weak demand around the world are hurting exports. And while the Pittsburgh-based company has done a lot to cut costs and improve efficiency, the red ink has been flowing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A third-quarter loss for U.S. Steel would make it three in a row. And it's not for lack of investment or good business planning right across the industry, says analyst John Anton at IHS.
The steel industry in the United States is not in good shape. Prices are down 30 to 40%. The problem with the U.S. is that imports are flowing.
The glut of cheap imports comes mostly from China. Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute says China has built a huge steel industry, but now the economy's slowing. So the government has funneled in massive subsidies to keep mills from closing and laying off workers.
Steel shipped from these mills to the ports maybe gets the very preferential rates. It's all state railway. Surely they get bank loans, and that's what keeps them from going bankrupt.
U.S. producers have accused China of unfairly dumping low-cost steel in the U.S. That could lead to punitive duties and a bit of relief for the domestic industry. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.